You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. An iconic movie. Like the first one, the second one with Johnny Depp was just a bit weird.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Especially the very last scene where he goes and visits...
I don't think I made it that far through it.
Right at the end of the Willy Wonka starring Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He visits his father.
Spoiler alert.
He visits his father, who's a dentist.
Was that ever in the book?
I don't know. And he visits his father, who's like a dentist in the middle of the Swiss Alps or something.
Mm.
And then he's working, like he's doing the dental work, and then he tears up because he recognises that it's his son's mouth.
Oh, it's emotional.
I don't reckon if I opened my mouth and had my mum or dad take a good hard look... You know, they wouldn't have a clue. But again, they're not a dentist.
I think they would tear up, though, just at the state of, Simo, we taught you to brush your teeth twice a day. And then
so much garlic involved.
Also, the reason I bring up Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is because a quote, Willy Wonka-style chocolate museum and tour is opening.
Oh, okay.
Now, they are branding this as if it's the same as the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Hmm.
However, just judging by the pictures, although it's pretty cool, not on that level.
Okay, right. So there's no, like, because there were tubes and stuff that you could, like, float up and inside them, right?
Yeah, no, not that.
Okay.
So this has been done by Lindt, who are the Swiss chocolate makers.
Oh.
They do the ones with the golden bunnies with the bell on the... quite Moorish. And this little museum is going to be opening very soon in Zurich in Switzerland, which is the home of Lindt. In the foyer of the museum, you can find the world's highest freestanding chocolate fountain, which is measuring at over 9.3 metres high.
Wow.
And circulates over 1,000 litres of chocolate.
How do they serve it? Is it all at the bottom? It's easy to reach?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Otherwise, they're hiring basketballers, I assume.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, that's massive.
No, but have you seen Oompa Loompas, mate? They can't reach that.
They got little stools, little stairs that they have to carry around everywhere to get to the top of stuff.
But in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, so Willy Wonka takes all the kids around the factory and they go into different rooms.
Yeah.
And one by one, I don't know, a kid just disappears. It's very much glossed over in the book, now I think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Upon reflection, super creepy.
Like what, Augustus Gloop got sucked up a chocolate drain pipe?
Yeah.
Veruca Salt got put, kind of went down through to the garbage chute.
Did someone inflate?
Yeah, there was one that turned blue. I can't remember her name.
Right.
That might have been Veruca. I don't know. One of them turned blue and had to get rolled away.
I don't know. They should redo it as a horror film.
It's an op health and safety disaster. But anyway, so the point of that, like in the movie, they kind of go through all the different rooms and there's the fudge room and there's the golden goose room and all this sort of stuff.
The Everlasting Gum was the one that got me.
Everlasting Gobstopper.
That one, yeah. Phenomenal. So good.
So this factory in Switzerland has kind of taken from that. They've got different rooms for different things, but I mean, I don't know, the Everlasting Gobstopper room sounds cool. A chocolate history room, maybe less so.
Chocolate history.
Yeah, it teaches you all about the 5,000-year history of chocolate with a digitally animated 360-degree panorama.
How long have you got to do that course? Like, is it full, like, homework
stuff? It's not a uni. It's a museum. It's not a uni degree.
5,000 years of chocolate history.
Yeah, someone else has done all the research. Someone else has done the course. We're just learning about
it's
it in this museum.
A lot of content, though.
Yeah.
It's a hefty textbook.
Mm. Do you want to know about some of the other rooms in the museum?
Yeah, please.
There's the Swiss Pioneers Room, which shows you how Switzerland became the home of chocolate, having eaten plenty of Lindt, I endorse.
What's that called? That's like some bias there. They're trying to rewrite their own narrative there.
Look, have you tasted Lindt chocolate? I don't want this to turn into an advertisement for Lindt, but at the same time, oh my God.
Did you, was that what? That's where the Easter Bunny's from as well? Is that what you're telling me? It's Swiss?
Look, if he tastes as good as he is, I'm more than happy for him to be Swiss.
Does he have a knife as well? Are we just like now?
What are you talking about? Swiss people aren't famous for knives.
Swiss Army knives?
Okay, yes, they are. Now I get your point.
Simo and Jordan.
And some tigers have been spotted.
Okay.
Where they shouldn't be. This is over in the US.
Right.
Out in the middle of Tennessee.
Well, when you mention tigers in the US, my mind instantly goes back to the Tiger King documentary.
100%.
That went super viral and then just
vanished.
Not.
Vanished, didn't it?
I know. It really had its kind of week in the sun, and then all of a sudden, no one gave a stuff about it.
Well, that's the thing. You don't see a tiger until it grabs you, Jordan. So, you know, you've got to be always check the savannah, check the grass.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you watched any David Attenborough docos, but. You do see tigers without them grabbing you. They're just filmed.
Really?
And you can see them while sitting in your lounge room with some popcorn.
Well, you know, if we dropped you in the middle of the African...
jungle?
Area.
That's what David Attenborough calls it in his documentary. And here we are in the African... area. Not jungle, not savannah, not wilderness, just area.
That should be a show. They should blindfold David Attenborough and just drop him into a location. Look,
I feel that's number one cruelty to David Attenborough.
Spin him around.
He wouldn't agree to doing that. He's like 90 or something. He's too old to just be dropped in a random area blindfolded.
And like spun around three times as well. Take it off. He's like, whoa.
I'm in the African area.
I
can see a lot of tigers running towards me.
Okay, so the reason I bring this up is because obviously loose tigers is never a good time where they're not supposed to be.
Yep.
It's also mentioned that they think it might be from a non-profit big cat sanctuary.
Okay.
And if caught, these tigers will be sent to Tiger Haven. Now,
which is where we're going to drop David Attenborough.
Well, it's got me worried because you know how there's always that thing about, you know, it's a bit kind of generic about where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to send it to Tiger Haven. And shall it ever be seen again? If someone said to you, if you were misbehaving, right?
Yeah.
If you ran a red light one day and then the police...
Which I would never do.
And the police pulled you over and they said, oh, it's all fine, mate, no worries. We'll write you up a little fine here and then we'll take you to Jordan Haven. Are you going without a fuss?
I mean, why do I have to get the fine as well? I mean, surely it's one or the other.
Okay, right. So no fine. Okay, well, look, we can either give you a fine or we can take you to... Jordan Haven.
Look, the fact that you're doing the kind of things with your fingers, kind of putting in commas.
99s and 66s, yeah.
That makes me worried. I'm not going to lie.
Just going to take you to Jordan Haven. Just hop into the squad car, buddy.
It sounds like I'm being kidnapped a little bit.
Yeah.
Look, I think the safest thing here is just don't run red lights.
Yeah, very much
so. Then you're not in this predicament.
Especially don't run red lights with tigers in the area. In the African area.
So these tigers, are they just like on the loose?
Yeah, they're just on the loose.
So they're just walking through, was Tennessee, I think you said?
Yeah.
In America. You could just be wandering through there and just see a tiger just strolling down
that's
the street.
Right, yeah. So they're trying to catch them at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they do.
Encourage them to go to Tiger Haven.
Yeah.
And then I also checked to see what the Tiger King people were up to.
Oh, yeah, Joe Exotic and whatever the other one's called.
Do you know what Carol Baskin's doing now? See, this is the reason that the tigers are loose.
Yeah.
Is she's doing Dancing with the Stars in the US. Like, someone take care of the big cats.
So she's gone off to do some dancing on US TV and she's just gone, well, I'll just leave the door to the cage unlocked and hopefully nothing bad will happen.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, look, out of you and I,
yes.
I think it's pretty safe to say that you are the gym expert.
Oh, not even. I'm pretty sure most of the PTs and stuff that come in to do their classes, they'll see me doing my thing and they're like, is he lost? Like, does he know what he's doing? Is he a carpenter? What's he doing with all that gear?
Well, you at the very least go to the gym. So maybe you have a gym membership. Yeah. I think I've got a gym membership, but I haven't been in 6 months.
I try hard.
Yeah.
And that's all that counts. I think you just, you know, it's all about happy, healthy, live life. What is it? Love, whatever
live
else.
Live life and prosper. That's Star Trek.
Sorry. Well, either way, it goes on in the gym.
Well, Simo, your gym that you go to.
Yes.
So what's that? So we've got the exercise bikes, all the weights, the treadmills, all the normal gym stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the skipping rope.
Yeah?
Yeah, big fan of that one.
Have you ever found any king cobras?
The snake, or is that a piece of workout equipment I'm unfamiliar with? Well,
you're the gym expert, so you would know. I don't know whether it is or it isn't, but no, I am referring to the snake.
It's like I just got to knock out a quick 20 king cobras before lunch.
It sounds like something. I did 50 burpees, 20 king cobras, a couple of bicep twirls. I don't know whatever.
Twirls?
Is that a thing?
Your curls, you were
curls, close. Okay.
Twirls is something that...
No, twirl is a chocolate bar. Which is very underrated, I should say. I could get behind them doing 20, just eating twirls off your biceps.
I'm doing curls, you're doing twirls.
But no, Simo, have you ever come across any, like, king cobras by chance?
No, or? Never.
Because
ever.
That is what has happened in a gym in, look, I'm not going to tell you the country, but Simo, think, just close your eyes for a second, and just, I can see you're not doing it, but never mind.
Oh, sorry, yes. Here we go. Okay.
Just close your eyes, and just imagine a king cobra, and what is the first country? Okay, don't imagine it that
sorry.
Much.
Okay.
Imagine it with a safe plane of glass between you.
Oh, that's much better.
And just, what's the first country that immediately springs to mind when you think of king cobra?
I just feel like Harry Potter now. I did watch Prince of Persia earlier this week, so like that region maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Or Egypt strikes me pretty quick.
Well, Simo...
Much like a snake?
Well, Simo, this gym, you were 100% correct. It was not in Egypt.
Oh.
It was actually in the Netherlands.
Really?
Where king cobras roam, apparently.
Wow, that's frightening.
So this gym in Netherlands, an employee was moving some equipment when he found the snake.
Mm.
The boss said that he just thought that it was a joke and it was a prank and it was like one of those fake rubber snakes, I think they're called.
Yeah.
You know, like toy snakes, that sort of thing. Until he saw a video of it on his phone and saw that it was moving.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, concern.
I've never seen a snake in the wild. Have you?
No, I think once.
Like ever, like out in the wild, just going doing your thing, walking to and from, you know, making the journey from A to B, and you've never come across one?
I found a... When we were growing up, this is how cool I was. I had a Razor scooter.
Okay.
And
are those the one that go side to side?
No.
Okay, right.
No, not them. No.
Okay, right.
I wasn't that cool.
I had one of them.
And I had a little jump for it as well.
Okay.
Which literally, it would have maybe gone like 15 centimetres or so off the ground.
On road, off road, no road.
Anyway, I was moving that to a side one day.
Yeah.
And noticed what was underneath it.
Hmm.
And it was a dead baby snake. Which literally would have been only about 10, 15 centimetres or so long.
Yeah, right.
And I mean that, okay, well, it's dead, so it's fine. That's not the concern. This thing's been in my backyard, like, for the last year or so. Where's the mother snake?
Yeah, where's the mother snake? That's frightening.
Obviously, perhaps at the gym in the Netherlands, just doing some bicep twirls.
That Jordan killed my son with a scooter.
I know. I have to now go to the gym, and I've got 20Ks of intense slithering to do.
Simo and Jordan.
Talking foods right now, and you did something pretty impressive in the kitchen last night.
Oh, is this why you asked me during that song what I had for dinner?
Hey, now.
I knew it was a loaded question.
Hey, now. I always ask you every day.
I know. I knew it was a loaded question.
Just checking. What was it?
Okay, so I was telling you about the fact that I was wandering through the supermarket.
Yeah.
And stumbled across frozen chips. And you know they come in different. You can get the standard ones, or you can get like the rosemary and garlic ones, or different flavoured ones.
Crinkle cut, different shapes as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Texture changes everything.
I saw one that I hadn't seen before. It was like red wine and roasted red onion or something.
Right.
So I'm going to give that a try. Oh my God, they were amazing!
Sounds like someone's tripped over in the ingredients factory.
I know, it really does.
What was it?
Red wine and roasted red onions.
What the?
I only did a handful of them as well. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like these. Because I took them out of the packet. They're a weird red colour. And I'm like, oh, I'll just do maybe, I don't know, 10 or so of them. And then if I don't like them, I can just kind of get rid of them.
That's
they were amazing. I wish I did more. But then as soon as I got them, I had to wait half an hour to cook more. So I don't know.
Well,
I'll do some more tonight.
I bring up food because there is another outrageous food stuff that has been created.
Okay.
Now, are you familiar? You'd be familiar with Barbie, Action Man, those kinds of things.
Yes, but I don't see how they're linked between food.
Because...
What did you have for dinner last night? Oh, I ate the head off of Barbie.
Exactly.
It was delicious with some gravy.
Because they have now created confectionery-based figurines.
What?
Yeah. Food figurines.
Okay.
Right? So they're like, you can see it. It looks exactly like a, you know, that's a Disney range kind of Barbie.
Yeah, so you've got it on your screen there. It's looking, just judging by the length of the hair, is it Goldilocks?
That's Rapunzel.
Oh, Rapunzel.
I believe.
Isn't it Goldilocks let down your... No, it's not Goldilocks. It's the other one, isn't
Goldilocks is...
No, she's the porridge.
Yeah, she's got the three bears issue.
Look, it's been a while since I've... I need to brush up on my fairy tales, I'd admit.
Clearly.
And I love how you describe it as she's got a three bears issue.
She's got a three bears problem.
As if, yeah, we got that leaking pipe over there. The hot water doesn't reach the bathroom. And we've got that bear issue.
Got that bear.
The three of them are sleeping there and I'm eating their porridge.
We got the bear issue where they're in the kitchen and they just keep on, like, I haven't been able to cook my dinner.
I know.
They've been trying to get the perfect porridge for days.
I know. It's like one's too hot, one's too cold. It's like, oh, come on.
Get it together.
What are you, bear? I mean, you're bears. I'm shocked that you even eat porridge. I'm shocked that you haven't eaten me, to be honest. You're a bear.
So, yeah, they've created a Disney range of edible figurines. You got your Rapunzel, your Jasmine, like your Princess Jasmine from Aladdin there. You got your Elsa as well from Frozen. So what are your thoughts on that one? Because obviously kids' toys, there's always the edible, like, what is it, not edible warning? Yeah. Don't keep out of reach of children sometimes or whatever.
Yeah, if it's small or something, it can say like a choking hazard or, you know, something like that.
Not going to need it with these ones.
Yeah, but it does open up, you know, the other side of things where the kids is like, oh, well, I thought it was an edible one. So just bit the head off Elsa.
Yeah, it's... Could you imagine?
Just a weird sentence to say.
Could you imagine if a parent rolled up for a play date, right? With their kid.
Glad you said with their kid.
They roll into
just out. Okay, here's little Timmy. He's ready for the play date. Where's your kid? No, just me.
I was thinking more like they roll up with their kid for the play date and little Timmy is waiting to play with your son and he's bitten all the heads off of his figurines and you're like, we're going to leave.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good warning that maybe little Timmy should not be friends with your kid.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we're pretty much out of time for this week. I mean, it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's almost all done and dusted.
I've got a little bit. You left yet? A little bit to squeeze out.
It's been a big week. I just wish we had some kind of segment where we would, you know, like reminisce on the week that was, perhaps with someone who works in the office with us called Rachel G from Admin.
Happy Friday. If you were to ask me to rate Fridays out of 10, I'd rate them a 7.5. It's good because it's almost the weekend, but bad because it means I have to go two full days without listening to Simo and Jordan. However will I cope? Simo and Jordan kicked off the week by talking about the sexiness of sand.
Like, is it slightly sexier because it's international? Like, it's European?
I would say so. I mean, I don't consider sand sexy by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's just really...
But, you know, Italian sand would be far sexier than our Australian sand.
Yeah, the Aussie sand, like, has a real kind of, like, potty mouth, doesn't stop swearing. Yeah. Like.
Aussie sand is so bogan.
Jordan describes some weird garden furniture.
There's a guy over the weekend who was asked by his wife to kind of spruce up the garden and maybe get something special for the garden in order to make it kind of pop.
Is it a framed picture of John Williamson?
It's not a frame.
Honey, look what I've done to the garden.
And look what I've got on the wall.
I've done some flowers. There's some nice roses. That's John Williamson.
Simo taught us how to speak French. Kinda.
No, it wasn't Seal, but it was a different... is he French? No.
I think he's English.
Yeah, he's... It sounds French, though. C'est la Seal.
I mean, he doesn't, but...
Put la in the front of it and away you go.
Yeah, but put la in the front of everything and anything sounds French. Go to Bunnings and get le sausage in bread. It sounds French.
Before, a guy tried to kill a fly in his house, but things didn't go quite right.
So this guy blew up his house with a... I didn't know these existed, but it's a electric fly swatter.
Right.
Have you heard of these?
Well, if they can blow up, it's probably not the best marketing campaign for them.
Well, I don't think they realise this, but it's shaped like a...
What a thing to miss.
It's shaped like
when you're on the packaging. FYI, this could blow up half of your house.
Simo describes something as pretty full on.
Pretty full on.
And there's not too many flights at the moment. And after hearing this, I'm kind of glad.
Just side note, I was once on an aeroplane where the pilot came over the speaker and he literally just said whoops, and that was it.
And everyone's
and
like,
that was as we were getting on the plane, everyone's trying to find their seat, doing that awkward thing, fighting for space in the overhead compartment, go, move your bag, move it, my bag has to go there. And it's just sitting there waiting, and the pilot just comes, oh, whoops. This is the man we trust to fly us 37,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, so I had the beef with the side salad and the mushroom gravy. Oops, sorry, I was accidentally leaning on the record button. Thank God I'm not a pilot. Signed, Rachel G from the cockpit. / admin.
I'd trust her behind the... Is it a wheel of a plane?
Mm.
Or is it just a... They just got knobs, don't they, and levers?
I wouldn't trust... No offence to her, but I wouldn't trust her, and I probably wouldn't trust you. Is there a wheel or something here? Is there a knob? What do I do?
How does this work?
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.